dirt road on Capitol Reef. So far, it's the third dirt road, and the dirt roads here are much better than the hole in the rock, which makes me wonder if the Birchill Road would have been okay to do all the way. So I asked the guy, the ranger said, if I was going to stay over by that campground, I should check out the switchbacks, which I might, the gas. But it's pretty cool. I mean, these dirt roads take you like right into the gullies and chasms of the pocket fold or whatever these things are, and it's really cool. I mean, yet all the sighting, usually you have to hike into stuff like this, but here you can drive everywhere, which is nice, especially after I've been hiking all day. But it did take a small two-mile hike at the end of Capitol Gorge to see the gorge, and then there were these things called tanks where all this water collects in these holes and the big holes in the rocks. But so far it's pretty good. Gonna check out all the sites and then take the dirt road to the Cedar whatever camp on the other side of the park. Out. Drive-by truckers, look it up. Okay, I'm not sure what day it is, but it's the day that I am leaving Capitol Reef, driving to Natural Bridges National Monument, doing a couple brief little walks to the Natural Bridges, and then heading to Monticello for my first non-camping night since the dollar stayover. So I'm looking forward to it because I'm tired of chili and I'm tired of stinking and having dirt all over me. And in addition, my air mattress pad is now completely has a hole in it, and so I was sleeping on a rock the whole night, and it wasn't too bad though. I didn't want to get up early anyway, which I did. But anyway, today I didn't bring my cameras because I wanted to travel light, but did a little hike right from this Cedar Mesa camp. There's a Red Canyon Trail, and led to some pretty, it's a pretty easy hike. There's no elevation gain practically at all. But the trail, after about 20 minutes, just went into a wash, and so the trail was the wash, and I just followed it until it couldn't go anymore without risking your life there. But you can get pretty close into this very nice looking canyon with a lot of interesting formations. There were some little bridges or arches or whatever, and there was weird rocks all over the place and crazy erosion and just different colors. It was really nice. Good weather. Sunny but cool, and there's a lot of shade in the canyon, so it would actually be a good hike if it was really hot. But it was a good hike. Not very long, probably about 6 miles, and I was out there for about 2.5 hours. But had enough, and I'm not going to check out the switchbacks on the Birchill Road, even though I have a little extra time, because I'll use that time for getting real dinner, Amy, tonight. But let's see, anything else? I talked to the interesting guy last night at the camp, Carl, who was a big music guy and told me about the drive-by truckers that he recommends that I like based on stuff I said I liked. And he is moving to Austin, Texas to be with his mother of his child, as he put it, and his child. He had a baby with someone, and they weren't living together, and now he's moving there, and I see if they are compatible or something like that. But yeah, it was interesting talking to him. He gave me one of his Utah beers, 3.2% alcohol limit. It was pretty good Tecate. I had exceeded my quota of two natural ices, and I was out, so it was nice of him. Anyway, so all in all, it was a good camp and a good day.